Israeli tanks shelled Palestinian security posts in the West Bank early today after Palestinian gunmen killed an Israeli teenager at the entrance to a Jewish settlement. The new violence came after thousands of Palestinians attended the funeral of an activist from the militant group Hamas. He was assassinated by Israeli troops near Nablus earlier this week. Hamas is gaining strength among the Palestinians as the conflict with Israel continues, NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Thousands of mourners thronged the main square of Nablus as the body of Salah Darawja was driven through the streets in a white truck decorated with green Hamas flags and a giant painting of the dead man. There were calls for revenge, and 10 men dressed in white robes and masks paraded through the square, saying they are ready to become suicide bombers. The funeral was a show of strength for Hamas, and dozens of young militants fired their automatic weapons into the air during the ceremony. Israel says Darawja was responsible for attacks that killed 8 Israelis, but Palestinians say he was not involved in Hamas military operations. One of the speakers at the funeral was Mahmoud Alul, the governor of Nablus and an activist in Fatah, Yasser Arafat's faction in the Palestinian Authority. "They are killing our children every day," he said, "so we have no choice but to resist and to struggle. In this, there is no difference between Hamas and Fatah," he said, prompting cheers from the crowd. Hassan Ayoub, a Palestinian activist in Nablus, says Israel's assassination of Darawja was short-sighted.
"This is an act of aggression that produces more anger and more demands to take the revenge for the people who have been killed by Israeli forces."
Ayoub said more and more young men are volunteering to become suicide bombers. Hamas has always been strong in Nablus, and the 10-month-old Israeli siege of the town, which has been more strictly enforced here than in other parts of the West Bank, is winning Hamas even more support. A trip between Jerusalem and Nablus used to take just over an hour, but now only Jewish settlers are allowed to travel on the main road. Palestinians must take a long detour on a winding road through the Jordan Valley, almost triple the distance. They also must pass several Israeli roadblocks, often waiting for hours at each one. Israeli troops have also sealed off more than a dozen villages near Nablus. Yesterday, two Israeli soldiers stopped dozens of Palestinians who were trying to return to their homes from Nablus. There were loud arguments as the Palestinians tried to convince the soldiers to let them through. Ali Yassin, an English teacher from a nearby village, had gone into town to buy food for his family of 7 children. Just 2 days before, he brought his new son and wife home from the hospital. He says soldiers made them wait at a roadblock in 100-degree heat for more than 3 hours.
"I feel angry. And because this is our land and we are strangers in it, I feel angry and sad. I'm helpless. I want to fight these enemies who are making us suffer like this, but I can't. I have nothing to do. But I hope that God will change this all."
Scenes like this are happening all over the West Bank, stoking Palestinian anger and strengthening support for radical organizations like Hamas. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Nablus.